and we turn our attention to the cleanup going on right now in the southeast. Jim Ryan is joining us as, well, floodwaters have receded, but the cleanup continues. Jim, what's it like throughout Florida as they've really gotten to take a look at the damage and start cleaning up?
Well, yeah, and they're finding very varying degrees of damage depending upon where the storm came ashore and where their home happened to be at that moment. But on the west coast, over in Sarasota County, that's where the storm came in, Brian. There was one fatality there. The mayor, the county officials there in that county credit the evacuation orders and credit people heeding those evacuation orders for people to get out of Sarasota County and make way for this storm. And yeah, the result was that there was one fatality there. But of course, we had those tornado fatalities on the other side of the state. And some water is still rising, Brian, because the water from Milton now is running off into rivers. Those rivers, the Hillsborough River, notably in Pasco County, continues to rise. And that's causing new flooding concerns days after the storm came through. So Milton, while it's gone, it's dissipated off the Atlantic coast, is still causing problems back in Florida.
Jim, just hearing reports about, you know, folks already after Helene maybe ripping their homes apart because of mold concerns. I mean, it's got to compound the damage when you have already exposed infrastructure, if you will, and just more flooding building on top of that.
Well, you're right. I mean, this is historic, Lucas, that we'd have two hurricanes in just 13 days. It has happened in the past. But for them to strike the same general area there along the west coast of Florida is absolutely devastating to those people. And so while cleanup had just gotten underway after Helene, here came Milton less than 2 weeks later and just compounding the damage there. Some people, you know, they are resolute. They're going to get back in there. They're going to rebuild. Others, though, especially those who don't have insurance, and that's the majority of people in Florida, say that they may just pack it up and go away.
Well, Jim, thanks for the update. Jim Ryan joining us as the Hurricane Milton cleanup continues.